Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Craig Sanders?
This is him.
Thank you very much. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
In the masonry industry, probably before, about 38 years.
Thank you very much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it refractory bricklayer, tile of marble finisher, cement mason, PCC restoration, stone mason?
I lay brick and stone.
Oh, which one? I'm sorry?
I do both.
So which one should I record?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer. We do have refractory bricklayer and bricklayer. Only
bricklayer. Okay. Yeah, I don't do the refractory.
Okay, thank you. On the last job that you work on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey or level mechanic, a foreman?
Foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
None.
Okay, that's fine. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably less.
Fewer. Okay, thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
Probably less.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government? Was it privately, through the federal government, or do you not know?
Local government.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
About the same.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
The way it's going to get worse.
Switching gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or something else? Or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
I don't have any real safety concerns, but I know
mm-hmm.
Language is going to be a problem with all the Spanish guys.
Okay. So would you like for me to record that as not real safety concerns, or would you like to pick the language problem?
I have no real concerns.
Okay, that's fine. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Thank you very much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. The list that we have is local TV news programming, print or online newspapers, friends and neighbors, radio, cable news, the internet or social media. Now please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 the source that you are least likely to get your news from.
Cable news would be 1, radio would be 2nd, local news would be 3rd. Well, I forgot the other choices.
Yeah, print or online newspaper, friends and neighbors, and the internet or social media.
Friends and neighbors would be 4, and newspaper would be 5.
Okay, thank you very much. So that would be cable news, 1st, 2nd, radio, 3rd, local TV news programming, 4th, friends and neighbors, 5, print or online newspapers, and the internet and social media would be the last one.
Yeah.
Thank you. And which cable network is your preferred news source? Is it MSNBC, Fox News, CNN, another news channel?
I watch BBC News and Fox News.
Okay, thank you. We do have Fox News here. Would you like to record Fox News or another news channel? This is
The two I watch is Fox News and BBC News.
Okay. Thank you. Now, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Is it support for labor unions, the environment, foreign policy, immigration, jobs and the economy, healthcare, education, or something else?
Just the one is most important to me.
The most important to you, yes.
What you said, the immigration.
Immigration, thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Thank you. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects, which is to say that it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I hope the Republican Party gets full control again because of the way things are going now.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? Is it GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I don't know enough about it to take either side.
Okay, that's fine then. Now, and before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on his job as president overall?
Disapprove.
And is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
What about the job he's doing on immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
What about support for labor unions?
Strongly disapprove.
What about on the job Joe Biden has done on healthcare?
Strongly disapprove.
And what about the job he has done on foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Finally, what about the economy?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
And is that strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think you will not vote?
Strongly will vote.
Almost certain. We have almost certain and probably.
Okay.
Which one?
Almost certain.
Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislations that affect your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
I guess it helps, yeah.
Thank you. Now, turning back to the AC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you rate it as poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union as a whole? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Now, how would you, or how could the union best improve its representation and service? It's an open-ended question, so I can type it.
How the service, or what I think would make the union better? I'm not sure what you're asking.
Well, based on your opinion, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
From what I see, I don't think the younger generation is being trained well enough.
Just a moment, please. I have to type your answer. So that I got from what I see, I don't think the younger generations are well trained.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Just a moment. Let's see. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? Or what is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
I would just think the most important thing would be making sure they invest well to keep the benefits for the long-time union guys.
Is it okay if I record it as, I would think it's making sure to keep the benefits for the union members?
Yes, that's fine.
Thank you. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it email, text or messages, a job site, union meetings, or mail?
Mail.
And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the VAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
A couple times a year.
Thank you. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or what?
I'm a conservative.
And would that be Democrat or Republican or independent?
I'm independent, but I have conservative values.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Because that's the next question. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Republican.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Craig.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So I thank you very much for your patience, and you've been very kind. Have a wonderful day, sir.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.